This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to the first edition of Creative Impact for the year 2021. I think we're all aspiring to a better year, and hopefully later this year we can get back to more freely doing some of the things we so dearly love. For me, I love to go see live music, and I do miss it dearly, but there's a question as to how many of our favorite venues will still be up and running, and how many of our performance artists and venue workers will still be around to provide the entertainment we so enjoyed before the pandemic. Deb Pollock is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and my partner for Creative Impact, and she gets to see it from a national and local perspective. And a Happy New Year to you, Deb.
Happy New Year to you too, David. I'm like everyone else, really glad that 2021 has started, and looking forward to what this year is going to bring to all of us.
Well, and right at the end of 2020, there was some good news to start off the new year. As part of the long-delayed stimulus bill passed right at the end of the year, $15 billion allocated to independent concert venues, movie theaters, and other cultural institutions. And, you know, the Save Our Stages movement has really played a part in finally putting some money into the creative industries sector. That had to be good news to you and those in your profession.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the outcomes of this COVID situation. You know, it has been a horrible, horrible situation for so many people and for all of us. But like everything that is awful, there are a couple things that evolve. And one of those for our industry is a movement that has brought together the arts and creative industries together to put our business in front of Congress to say we are in fact in 4.5% of GDP and an industry deserving of your attention. And so the Save Our Stages movement, which was created by a group called NIVA, the National Independent Venues Association, went forward with 3,000 plus members. They just started this past year and said, we need an investment of sector-specific funding. And they worked with a number of senators, including our own here in Michigan, Senator Stabenow and Senator Peters, and pushed this bill through and sat on it and worked it and did. And so this is actually going to be run through the Small Business Association, Administration, excuse me. And
there'll be a whole grant application process to go through in order to qualify.
Correct. And very, very different than what has been always, you know, these kind of funds have always run through the National Endowment for the Arts. So it'll be really interesting. But it will be similar to many of the other SBA programs. It's going to be in support of employees, rent, utilities, and maintenance. And applicants must have lost 25% of their revenue, which is going to be the vast majority of these businesses and nonprofits. And it's going to go first to those organizations that have lost 90%. So we're still waiting for all of the details, but we will be sitting on top of that.
Do we have an idea of how much of the $15 billion will make its way to Michigan in one form or another?
No idea, because it's going to be coming down similarly to what the PPPs and the EIDLs and the others. So, you know, again, it's going to be the proof is going to be in the way it's deployed. But, you know, I think this is not only what's happening right now, but what this means for our field and our industry going into the future. And I'm very excited about that because, frankly, we've not broken through this kind of money for, you know, 50, 65 years since the National Endowment for the Arts was started. So there are many of us in the industry across the country that are very excited about this. But it also broke through to Michigan. We have a small Save Our Stages group here that ended up with $3.5 million from the last stimulus bill that went through our state. And we don't have quite the details about how that's going to be run yet, but we have to thank our locals, Jeff Irwin and Rebecca Warren, for helping push that through, too. So some good came out of that. But, you know, it's still pretty confusing in our field. Two headlines in the last week will kind of show that pendulum swing. The New York Times on December 26th had an article that was entitled "The Great Cultural Depression Looms for Legions of Unemployed Performers." And that was followed just on the 31st by the Forbes reporting that the entertainment sector is poised for an explosive 2021 growth. So, you know, it's...
Well, that would be good news for just about everybody involved. But, boy, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Well, it's just this pendulum back and forth, and what is and what isn't, and everybody's trying to predict. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, the vast majority of artists and creatives and dancers and musicians are in fact out of work. The unemployment rates are it's really, frankly, out of all the industries, probably the highest. All indications are such. And it's hard for people to get their heads wrapped around it, you know. So when you hear that, you know, 52% of the actors and 55% of the dancers and 27% of the musicians are out of work, and you compare that with servers or cooks or retail people and others, you know, your head kind of goes, well, there's a lot more people working in retail, there's a lot more cooks, or there's a lot more wait people. But on the other hand, a lot of those are the same people. So it's hard to put your head into what those numbers mean. But let's just say it's a lot. And the overall numbers for the whole, you know, country is that we've lost, you know, $5.1 billion in lost government revenue and 875,000 jobs that are no longer being supported. So those are huge numbers.
You're listening to Creative Impact with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance on 89.1 WEMU. We talk about all of these huge numbers, and we can throw them out, and all of a sudden it becomes just a big soup and doesn't seem to mean as much. But this is really about people. And I know the Arts Alliance has been working to raise and distribute money to those in need within the creative sector here in our community. We're not talking vast amounts of money, but it has certainly made a difference for some who are just trying to pay rent. How much was raised and distributed last year?
So we've distributed over almost 70 grants this last year, which are meaningful to these people and organizations. The numbers are not huge. We're up to about $40,000 that have been distributed, and the grants have been between $1,350 and $1,000. But, you know, when you get notes back from folks saying, thank you so much for helping me pay my rent next month and putting a roof over my kid's head, you know, and erasing that worry, it's huge. So Creative Washtenaw Aid is a program that has been very impactful. And we're very proud of it, and we thank everybody that's contributed to it over the last year. And I think it's going to be something that's going to be going forward.
Right. The need will remain through at least the end of this year. So have
David,
goals been set?
It's going to go on further than that.
Oh yeah.
No, we don't. You know, we're not setting goals. We're just going to keep pounding the pavement. You know, so we're looking forward to what I hope Forbes is saying is right, that somewhere down in the last second or third quarter after vaccines are, deployed and people are feeling comfortable and get ready to getting back into venues, that, there's going to be this desperate desire for the public, you know, is going to be bursting at the seams to get back into these venues and see live shows and getting back together with folks in a communal setting, so that these artists and creatives, are back on stages and performing in places where our folks in our community want to be.
And we do want to be there. At the same time, we also want to be cautious and make sure that the public health and our own personal health is protected. And there are a new report out yesterday said about 50% of healthcare workers in the state of Michigan don't want to get the vaccine. There's a significant portion of the general public that doesn't want to get the vaccine. Is it, are people in your industry talking about what do we do in a circumstance under which we don't have enough people vaccinated?
Well, you know, I think that that's the case for every industry. You know, everybody, and you know, we're a microcosm of, we're all part of the same world. And there's going to be, a lot of hurry up and wait. But what I know for our field is that where we left things on March 13th last year is not where we're returning when this is in some semblance of the new normal. Our industry has changed. It will be very different. We will still be sitting in seats in auditoriums at some place in the future, and we'll be glad to be doing that. But the business model will be different. And we'll be doing, we will still be buying tickets and we'll still be doing that, but
we'll
the back end is going to be different.
Yeah, we'll have to adapt and evolve as we move along, and things will and will continue to change. That's all there is to it. But my takeaway from this conversation is that you are, by and large, optimistic for the short and long-term future.
I think we have to be. Opting to be optimistic is the way to go. And you know what? The Arts Alliance, what Creative Washtenaw is going to be doing is working with the community, with folks like you at WEMU, and, you know, being with all of our listeners and audience members and moving forward, being optimistic.
Well, I think that's about the only way we can go about it. A little rose-colored glasses will serve us pretty well, I think. Deb, thank you so much for the time today. Thanks for sharing the information, and I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Thank you, David, and Happy New Year.
That is Deb Pollock, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. There is a lot of information on today's topic, and for more, you can go to our website at WEMU.org. You can also access the Creative Impact Archive at that same location. And then, of course, make sure to join us again next Tuesday for another edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.